This is Bryce Gunner, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio 89.9 KTSW.
And welcome back to Bobcat Radio right here on KTSW 89.9. Thank you guys so much for joining us here on the Wednesday episode. Caleb Ryan Davis here alongside Colin Woods and Marissa Ross. Man, we've had a great show today. We talked with Kat Connor. We talked about Texas State softball, Texas State baseball, mentioned golf a little bit, talked a little bit about the NBA. And now, before we move into this week's headlines, let's talk a little bit about baseball. It's baseball season, right? And taking a look at the Texas teams, you know, in general, the Rangers play the Angels tonight. Houston playing the Athletics. Of course, today is Jackie Robinson Day within baseball. But, you know, I want to know from you guys, you know, taking a look at both of these teams so far in the season, they haven't been great, but they've been good. You know, both of them have won some really good games, and they've looked honestly great on defense. You know, and the offense hasn't been there for the Rangers, but they've looked great on defense, man. So, what do you guys kind of see these guys ending up within the American League West?
I'm pleasantly surprised the way the Rangers have been playing. I thought they would be terrible just based off what they look like in spring training. Even as a fan, I was really disappointed. I expect them to probably get third in the West. I don't know if they're going to necessarily contend for a playoff spot because the AL West is very, very stout and strong. But I think they're going to do good and probably finish around 500.
The Rangers are, you know, having a little course up and down. Still, you know, beginning of the season, still early, plenty of baseball to be played. But they've been really, you know, being somewhat of a surprise so far this season. And if they just continue with that up-tempo and their playmaking, it's could be, you know, like Colin said, right in that little mid-position in the West Division, the AL. But also they can see themselves possibly fighting for that spot toward the playoffs.
Yeah, okay, first of all, I don't think that 500 is a good season. That's just me. I've never looked at a 500 season.
It is when half your team's injured.
Yeah, okay, yeah, last year I would have loved to have a 500 season. And granted, the Rangers are already on that track as well to do the, you know, the whole injury thing again. You know, but I think this is a better team than last year. I think that a lot of these guys, you know, that first came up last year, that they're finally getting the chance to really kind of see where they stand amongst the guys in the MLB. You know, and that's just Texas. Taking a look at Houston, however, George Springer, Jose Altuve. I'm just going to stop right there. Enough to get you excited for a season. Those two guys alone are enough to get you excited. And did you see the catch that Springer made the other day?
Yeah, I did. Was that the home run robbing?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the game?
That hurts.
Oh, my goodness.
That hurts.
Man, like, it didn't even have to be a home run. All I had to do was bounce off the wall and ball game's over. Like, if he bobbles it, you know what I mean, and the ball touches the ground, ball game's over. Like, that's it. It was...
It hurts, doesn't it?
Man, I have been down to that last out too many times, and I thought for once it was going to come into our favor, and it just didn't. But nevertheless, yeah, Houston has a lot of things to get excited about. Talking with my brother the other day, who does work down at Corpus Christi for the AA affiliate of the Houston Astros, he's talking about Correa, who you know, Houston drafted number one a couple years ago, and he's a guy that they may not even get the chance to really, you know, see much in Corpus because he's just doing so good down there, Double A. He might just jump right up there to Triple A pretty soon. You know, probably not gonna happen. But that's something, you know, that Houston just has so much to get excited about over the years. You know, ever since I was in seventh grade, I've been a Rangers fan. You know, and I've been an adamant Rangers fan. You know, just anything that I disliked anybody that was playing the Rangers. However, it's hard to not get excited about Houston as a baseball fan because they are so talented, just throughout their entire franchise. All right. That's all we got to talk about baseball. We don't have to talk about it anymore. Colin, you...
No, that's okay. I love your passion for baseball. That's how I am for football, so
uh-huh.
It's okay.
All right, guys. Some other sports stories right here. We thought that we might be able to get a call-in from our sports director, Warren Shore. However, I'm afraid that he's in class, and that's not going to be able to happen. He told me that he could probably make it happen, but you know what? It's fine being studious. I support him. But anyways, the Masters just got done with... Jordan Spieth winning the Masters. Man, where did I go wrong? I'm 21 years old. He's 21 years old. However, he is winning,
the biggest thing in golf. It's talent. That's pretty much it. Sorry. Hey, I'll admit, I can barely get the ball off the tee when I'm at Topgolf, so I'm terrible at golf. But it's cool to see, especially, you know, a fellow Texan like Jordan Spieth, getting out there and just making it happen. And, you know, maybe we're seeing a changing of the guard here from guys like Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson to Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth.
I wouldn't mind that at all, yeah. All right, guys, taking a look at this week's headlines real quick. The trial for former NFL pro Aaron Hernandez has reached its end as Hernandez has been found guilty of first-degree murder and will face life without parole. Cleveland Browns left tackle Joe Thomas said yesterday that after the Browns released their new jerseys, that the Browns they knew last season that Johnny Manziel was things were getting in the way of his commitment to the team. Manziel, who just finished his 10-week stay in rehab, I'm just going to call it party rehab, quote unquote. But he's expected to be back with the Browns this next Monday. Last night was seen at the Texas Rangers game against the Los Angeles Angels, and here's what I'm going to say: man, if the guy's back to seeing Rangers games, I think he's fine. You know, I think he's back to normal. Is that too?
We'll see. I still think Johnny Manziel went to the worst team possible that to help him with his career because, you know, Mike Pettine, their coach, didn't want him. You know, you could just tell he really wanted Hoyer to succeed, and so did a lot of those guys in Cleveland. So I'm like, hey, they should trade him to the Texans and watch Johnny take them somewhere because I'm not really trying to rant here. But they did not build their offense around him, which is what you're supposed to do with a quarterback, is build it to their strengths and not force them to fit into a mold.
Well, the Texans could use a quarterback.
Especially a
and
quarterback.
Some excitement.
Especially a quarterback that can run out of a... Because if you have a quarterback with a good running game, you can do sprint-out passes like Seattle does with Russell Wilson and allow them the option to pass or run, which really benefits them.
And I can tell you, I'm pretty sure J.J. Watt would sort out this whole party thing right away. I mean, like,
absolutely.
J.J. Watt, he's one of those hardworking guys, you know, that you will ever see in
That's
the game.
All I'm asking.
Yeah, and I can see it, man.
Manziel probably just needs to get out of Cleveland and get away from that terrible management.
Change the scenery?
They almost ruined Colt McCoy.
All right.
Same franchise.
All right. Well, the last headline of the day, Steph Curry, he sinks 77 straight threes at the Golden State Warriors practice. Now I know that's one of the biggest quote-unquote faults of Golden State is that they shoot too many threes. You know, they can't get inside the paint. However, if you are that accurate and that good, is there not an argument that you can't be beaten at that point?
I think any team can be beaten, and there's nothing wrong with doing threes because Spurs do the same thing. Houston Rockets do that. The three ball is becoming a big part of offenses here in the NBA. So the thing is, though, the playoffs are a whole other animal. Defenders are just much better. And so I'd like to see him see how many threes he could get against Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah. That'd be fun. All
right, I think he had one against him, and he missed.
Right. All right, guys, that is going to be this episode of Bobcat Radio. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. And, of course, to end this show, as always, here's this week's thrill.
That stutter rips one to left center field, and that ball is over the wall. Walk-off home run!